Migrants hoping to seek asylum in the U.S. are more than 1,000 miles from the border.
The rough count we have from police right now is the caravan is probably under about 5,000. Many have left on their own. Some took the train. 220 have elected to go home. We talked to several of those, and about 1,700 are asking for asylum here.
Fox's William Lajeunesse in Oaxaca, Mexico. A Turkish prosecutor says Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was strangled as soon as he entered the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, adding it was part of a premeditated killing and his body was dismembered and disposed of. Another day of gains on Wall Street. Investors reacting to positive earnings reports helped push stock indexes higher. The Dow gaining 241, the NASDAQ up 144, with the S&P finishing 29 points in the green. This is Fox News.
He's the trusted voice of a generation. Join.
Hi, kids. The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about tampering with Halloween candy. Oh, your mom saw something scary on the news, that they're putting razor blades in Charleston chews. They stick hypodermic needles into packages of Skittles when it's actually the sugar that kills you. Instances of candy tampering are incredibly rare. Why, you're about 1,000 times more likely to get run over by a car. But still, your old dad, he's so glad to inspect your candy bag. He looks for wrappers that are opened up, and then he takes all your Reese's cups. This candy inspection thing is just a scam so your parents can take all your good candy. Ever notice there's never an issue with the popcorn balls? Bernie loves you.
So as we get closer to Tuesday, the Oprah monster is going door to door next door in Georgia saying,
isn't a pope so freeing?
Vote for what's her name? Stacey Abrams, the one that was caught in a flag burning. Is Georgia really going to go? I, for some reason, I'm just not buying that one either. I think a lot of these. It's all we hear from the media. Blue wave and blue this and blue bullcrap, in my opinion. And that's why it was nice to talk to Mr. Blackman today, because I just like hearing a rational, intelligent point of view that kind of supports my own hunches. I don't have the savvy or the expertise of a Dan Morris or the genius of a Baron Coleman. I'm just a guy. I'm just a hook 'em off the street that of average intelligence at best, just trying to sort things out. That's all I am.
Okay.
You could have disagreed and said, no, you're a lot smarter than that, but that's okay. I get it.
I'm going to take you at what you say.
Is this Smokin' Otis?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hi there, Greg. Joey.
Well, you are a big shot.
That's what I heard a little bit ago, brother. I am just thrilled to death to be one at last. Or finally. I mean,
every day, you know, everybody's day will come. That's I've come to believe that at some point. You just got to keep trying.
You guys are the ones who make the big shot. I certainly don't get that at work or at home.
Well, neither do we, but that's okay. this will make you feel like a big shot. Otis, did you give Joey the information he needs?
Yeah, I already got it.
Yes, sir, I have. And, I really do appreciate you guys.
And we appreciate you. When you claim your prize and enjoy, give us a holler and let us know how it went, okay?
I certainly will, Greg. Y'all take care, brother.
All right, thanks. Here's Bo Holt.
Yeah, the only time I felt like a big shot is when I've won stuff off your show, too. I got to agree with him on that.
Oh, well, now you can be in next week's drawing. You might win.
I'd love to be, of course. And, this all this blue wave stuff, if there is a blue wave, you will never be able to convince me that it was won legitimately. Never. I still don't, Obama may have won legitimately the first time, but you'll never convince me that he won the second time either, even though back then the Republicans were still doing everything they could to shoot themselves in the foot.
Well, look at what happened when Hillary lost. They acted like people that knew the fix was in, so how could this possibly be? And I even said, we always have to make sure we turn out, because we not only have to overcome whatever point differential there is between the conservative candidate and the Democrat, but we got to also make up for the 1 or 2% of voter fraud. You know what's going on. And that's why they were counting the, I was thinking of the votes in Michigan. Jill Stein was saying, I want a recount. And that came to an abrupt end when they realized that the fraud was turning up in Detroit and it was all Democrats.
Yeah, they don't want a recount. They really don't want a recount ever.
No.
If you really want to look at it, who's playing by the rules, you know, that's they can never win on logic or truth. They can only win on being liars and playing on emotions and cheating. That's the only way they can win, and I still cannot believe they've been as successful as they have been. You know, it still disgusts me.
Oh, Don Lemon says, I don't see Democrats killing people. There's a guy named Steve Scalise who wants to remind you, Mr. Lemonhead, that, no, that's actually not true.
Yeah, you know, there's crazies on both sides, I know, but I just, from my personal experience, I see there's more crazies on the other side, just from people that I know. But it is what it is, and I guess we'll know, as Dan would say, in the fullness of time.
Yeah, I just hate the fullness of time. That's all.
I do, too.
Takes too long.
But y'all have a great Halloween.
You too, man. Come and join us tonight at Baumhauer's for Discount Dracula Night. What does that mean? Nothing. You don't have to wear a costume. We're not having a costume contest. I am still wearing the makeup I wore on TV this morning, and I'm going to wear my Mommy the Swami provided smoking jacket and look like, in an attempt to look like Gomez from the Addams Family.
Oh, you look good. Is that an actual stogie?
Yeah.
Nice.
Since I don't actually smoke these, I will give this cigar to somebody at the end of the evening when don't need it anymore.
All right, then.
It's only been in my mouth a few times.
Yeah.
And I have been sick for about 2 weeks, but don't, you can still have it. I've been putting it right back in the... you know what? This is starting to smell a little bit like a laundry hamper.
Oh, no.
It's Romeo and Juliet, 1875.
Wait, did you put it in your mouth and then put it back in the package? Did you put your saliva on the end of that stogie and then put it back in its package?
I mean, put my mouth on
it? It's a simple answer. Did you put it all in your mouth when you're doing your little show this morning to impress the people on television, and then you put that stogie back in its package?
Absolutely not.
Just saying, that might account for the smell. It's not personal. Anybody's saliva would be like that. Once you wet a cigar and put it back in a plastic package, it's going to be a little funky, man. Saliva in tight spaces and funk all go together.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Come on, Greg.
We have wicked weather potentially head our way. This is going to be kind of interesting because we'll get this entire Halloween event in before things start. In fact, let me just for a moment go to the Live in Fear Doppler. Take a quick look, see if there's anything developing. I remember, I think it was Halloween in 2011. It was a beat the front kind of situation because it was a nice day like today, but there was a cold front headed our way. Why does it take so long for this thing? This thing won't display anymore. What a joke. Show me some radar. All right, there we go. I don't see anything on there. But there is a front that will be moving through, and tomorrow's going to be kind of a... In fact, last I checked with Rich Thomas, late morning, early afternoon, we could see potentially severe weather, so keep that in mind. But it looks like we'll be okay for this. Just breezy. And again, an invitation for you to join us at Baumhauer's if you can. When you're in a wreck and your car needs to be straightened out, remember Montgomery Paint and Body. This is a business where they, let's put it this way, a major carrier, my insurance company actually, went over there and shot a video to show others how it should be done properly. In other words, when I say they're the gold standard in automotive body repair, that's not just my opinion. That's been backed up by some real heavyweights. And it begins with Donnie Turner, who started MPB 30 years ago, and his son Brandon, who is truly a chip off the old block, and I mean that in the best possible way, where their standards are beyond, oh, it looks okay, go ahead, give it back. No. No, the inspection that that car goes through after it's been repaired there, before they call the customer and say your car is ready, is incredibly rigorous. It's almost like a sergeant inspecting the barracks on Gomer Pyle. You know, one thing wrong, it goes back. And I witnessed that. I saw that myself. They have state-of-the-art technologies, and they have talented people. But from beginning to end, it's all about the standards that were established by Donnie Turner at MPB over three decades now. We've all used them. And how good are they at what they do? I think the boss's call among all the folks that we've sent over there was really interesting. Not even minutes before the police were even at the scene when he got whacked by somebody pulling out of a parking lot right up the street. The end of my show. My phone rings and it's him, and I think, what did I do? What could I have possibly done in the last 2 minutes of happy hour that upset him? No, he just wanted Donnie Turner's number. And he loves his car, it's his baby, and he wasn't going to trust it to anybody else. I like that. I think that's the, believe me, this is a zero BS man. He wouldn't do it. Their number is 27 Rec with a W, and you will find them on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Now, we'll see who needs MPB as we visit the traffic dungeon, get Rich's forecast, local news, and then we're back.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful down on the South Boulevard between Troy Highway and Woodley Road. There is some really, really nasty backed up traffic right there in both directions, east and westbound on the South Boulevard there. Goes around, in fact, all the way up onto the East Boulevard up around the Walmart over there. So be careful in that area. Right now, 85 is looking really good. 65 is the speed limit ride. The rest of the boulevard got some stop and go stuff. The 31s look okay, and Atlanta Highway's running along pretty well. Where can you shop where there's something for everyone? Festival Plaza. Shop at Sheer Experience, Plato's Closet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Learn more at gulfcoastsupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's going to be a warm Halloween night ahead, but weather changes are fast approaching. Maybe an isolated shower with rain chances increasing in the wee hours of the morning as a better chance of showers and storms moves in. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, windy with showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be possibly severe. Damaging wind would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado somewhere in the area. High around 73. Showers and storms ending tomorrow evening, turning sharply cooler. Friday's high only 63. A breezy day, maybe an isolated shower. Down to 44 Saturday morning, and Saturday's high in the upper 60s. Our weather app will keep you on top of these weather changes. With this storm system coming in, get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm attorney Sarge Grubbs, inviting you to attend the Successful Aging Boot Camp at the Archibald Senior Center on November 1st. If you're over age 55, this is a must-attend event. Call 649-4911 to register. Seats are limited. Call 649-4911 to register.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left a man injured. The shooting happened at the 200 block of Huntley Drive Tuesday afternoon. Police are working to determine what may have led up to that shooting. No arrests have been made in the case. Maxwell Gunner Air Force Base will receive $18 million for a new air traffic control tower in Montgomery. Officials say the tower will help with protection and safety on the base. The current tower was built in 1955. Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth says his wife was injured while skeet shooting on Tuesday. Ainsworth says his wife, Kendall, was possibly struck by a piece of the mechanism used to throw clay pigeons. He says the injury is just minor. Ainsworth faces Democratic Minister Will Boyd for the Lieutenant Governor's seat. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to Cartridge World and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. Save up to 30% on almost any ink and toner at Cartridge World of Montgomery. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Cartridge World.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in the shortest period of time. Remember the five P's. Prepare your home to sell. Painting in the interior, exterior. Cleaning the home thoroughly. Have a professional cleaner. Landscaping, painting the front door. Repair any items that you've put off. Present the home. Buyers like clean homes. Be able to show the home with a short notice. Allow buyers time to see the home with their realtor alone so they can ask questions. Promote your home through open houses, Facebook, LinkedIn, web pages, military sites, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Pay for part of the closing costs. This local market demands a certain part of closing costs to be paid by the seller. Provide a one-year warranty for the buyer. This is great for the buyer and for you too. After the sale, if some system goes out, they won't be calling you about a repair. For the details of our marketing plan, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Toys away until next Halloween. And sometime between now and 5 o'clock, we have to play Discount Dracula.
Oh, we must, we must.
We start playing him in August.
It's so good.
Around the time he put out the first Halloween candy in the store. Here is breaking news from Television Land.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Shut up. The Conners. This is the show minus Roseanne. And just a couple of weeks ago, we shared that story that a couple of ABC executives, not to any American media, but overseas, I think to the Daily Times, said maybe we were just a little bit too knee-jerky in reacting to Roseanne's unfortunate tweet. See, because I watched a thing today, a video that reenacted them assassinating the president on a stage deal.
Oh.
They've done Kathy Griffin with the head, all of this crap. Been watching this go on and on. So Roseanne's tweet about Valerie Jarrett with the accompanying photo, so what? So what? Who died?
Wasn't the assassination play in the part, wasn't that just Julius Caesar? And they made it like...
I don't care what it was. It was Donald Trump that was getting stabbed all over the stage.
Right.
And we know it was... who was the rapper that did that? Was it T.I.?
Somebody did
the video with the Melania look-alike, you know, stripping on the White House desk and all that. Very clever. Very, very funny. So last night, in terms of TV ratings and overnights, The Conners, the show without Roseanne, got beaten by everything. This is a show that averaged 18.3 million viewers in its first season. It was the number three show for last year for the 17-18 season. So they had to get rid of Roseanne, right? But what a great, strong cast they had. Just, you know, we'll just, you know, give everybody else more time. Nobody's going to miss Roseanne. It was beaten by NCIS, The Voice. And there was no World Series to compete against. Nothing to distract potential viewers. The key demographic sank, and total viewers are down by 180,000, which is a lot. People are leaving, and they're not coming back because the show just isn't what it was. And God. So, if you hear a cackle in the next room, it's Roseanne saying, I told you. That once again, another self-inflicted media wound. And I never watched the show. I could care less. It was just nice to have that Tim Allen show, Last Man Standing, is doing very well. ABC canceled it, not because the ratings were bad. They just canceled it because they don't like having a conservative on their network. This is the new, this is 21st century racism, except it's not about skin color anymore. It's about thoughts. And they just aren't going to bother to debate the merits of an argument with you. They're just going to shut you off. Between the TV networks and big tech, how about Obama? I told you this when this happened. Netflix yaks up $25 million. You know, for the hope and change crowd. $25 million. And what's the first show they're producing? Well, it's all about chaos in the Trump administration. Who could possibly not want to see that documentary written from such an unbiased source? Of course, if he produced a documentary on all the stuff he accomplished during his 8 years in office, it would be a five-minute show, if that. It's unreal. Then Netflix wonders why they're not hitting their numbers. Well, there's people like me that canceled. I'm not giving you, I don't care if it's only 10 or 11 bucks a month, I'm not giving you my money if you're going to turn around and give it to them. The most inept, incompetent, American-hating president we've ever had. And really, Trump's game plan has been simple. I'm going to do or undo everything that guy did, and it's worked out pretty well. In about 45 minutes, we'll talk to Brant McDonald. It was another up day in the markets. Like to see that. Good to see green going into the midterm election next week. And man, this guy is still, everywhere he goes, he packs the house. I tried to get tickets for his Fort Myers rally.
Yeah.
No tickets available, so I called the number that was on the email, the rejection email I received. And I actually talked to a person who said, oh, we had over 100,000. people wanted to come to this thing.
Damn.
And this is 2 years in. And Obama, for all his glory, the sainted and anointed and beloved by the media, never forget, what was it, on 60 Minutes, they asked him, of all the presidents, where would you rank yourself? This is during his first term. Probably 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
How modest. 3rd or 4th best president. I think behind Washington and Lincoln. There he is. There is a great article. I found this today. This might be worth spending a little time with. John Stewart, who I used to think was one of the funniest people ever on TV. And he just kind of stepped into the background, produced a movie that didn't do very well. I don't know what he's doing these days, but...
he's doing all sorts of stuff.
The interesting comment by him, he was interviewed by Christiane Amamamapour on CNN Tuesday night. And she asked him about the constant focus on President Trump by the media. Here is the exchange. She said, so do you think, because obviously we're all caught up in this sort of daily Trump fest. I mean, every single newspaper, radio station, every bit of social media. Stewart then says, well, you got to make money, too. Amanpour says, well, it's dissecting. And then Stewart steps in and says, you got bills to pay, man. You got electric bills. You got food. You know, this guy is, he's giving you all cash. The cash flow in the Trump era for these TV stations and for these news. Then she cuts him off and says, can I say that might have been an issue, and maybe it's still an issue for the people who are the bean counters? Stewart agreed. Amanpour said, but we the journalists, that's a laugh, we think, I believe our job is to navigate the truth and do the fact-checking and all the rest of it, so I think that's what's most. And Stewart then said, but I think journalists have taken it personal. Amanpour says, okay, well, that's interesting. After blowing the lid on the media's obsession with Trump, and it really is, it's incomparable to anything in my lifetime. They are personally wounded and offended by this man. He baits them, and then they dive in. And what he's done well, I thought, is appeal to their own narcissism. That's where he hits the jackpot.
Yep.
Their own narcissism to their own ego, because what he says is that these are the journalists, and they say, we are noble, we are honorable, how dare you, sir? And they take it personally, and now he's changed the conversation. Not that his policies are silly or not working or any of those other things. It's about the fight. He's able to tune out everything else and get people just focused on the fight, and he's going to win that fight.
Well said, John Stewart.
Well, Trump, he may not agree that, you know, I don't know that all of Trump's ideas are silly. A lot of them have worked. Tax cuts and a few other things, and he's going to win on immigration every single time.
But that's, I mean, that's a brilliant analysis in the sense that that's the traditional argument is tax cuts work. No, they don't. We need to tax the rich. And that's what we usually argue about. Now Trump's got these journalists going, oh my goodness, you can't attack us. We're the ones making sure everybody's safe from your tyranny. No, you're not. And his point about they're making money hand over fist, they are.
I said that earlier. What would they be doing? What would these networks be talking about if they didn't have Trump derangement syndrome? Don Lemon. I mean, these people are, they're so off the deep end. They're disturbing. They really are. Because all they do is rip whatever he's saying. And you don't hear much in the way of alternative thinking. Well, maybe this is a better way to achieve this goal. It's crazy. And that's, look, his approval with nonstop media blast to the negative. And billions of dollars being funneled into this campaign by left-wing billionaires. And how do you become a left-wing billionaire? I'd like to know. I guess because you don't share your money with anybody else. You hoard it. He's still got a 50% approval. If that's the case, why would we expect Congress to flip? I think people are going to go out and vote for him again. Because they're sick of being looked down on, sneered at, mocked by the regular media, like you troglodytes that put this creature in office. And they'll show up again and stick it up their ass a second time. and then again in 2020, because who are they going to run? If they're alive, there's Joe Biden. Hillary is talking about another run for that. That is making many Democrats cringe that she would even go in that direction. They want her to go away. Some of them have actually come around to the notion that maybe she just sucked as a candidate.
Hey, what I thought would happen, a governor is now suggesting he might run. John Hickenlooper, governor of Colorado.
Yeah. That's a terrible name for a president.
I know. That's just Hickenlooper.
Hickenlooper.
But aren't you going to vote for interesting, informed reasons than that? No!
You know what the right-wing media should do? Hickenlooper. That sounds like Schickelgruber. Wasn't that the name they gave Hitler?
I know nothing.
Well, I can't have a Nazi like that in the White House.
Is that what happens when somebody kisses your neck too hard? A Hickenlooper?
A Hickenlooper. If they do it all the way around, yeah.
Oh, my.
Sounds painful. We're, again, getting ready. We got Discontracted coming up. Brant McDonald joining us next hour. And we'll talk about another good day. This is nice. We had a couple of good hits last week, corrections. But the markets had back-to-back very, very good days. And he'll let us know what we should expect in the days ahead. On News Talk 93.1 FM, let's hit the traffic dungeon.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic continue to use caution on South Boulevard between Troy Highway and Woodley Road. An accident there has traffic tied up in both directions. It's very, very thick right through there right now, so be real careful. 85 looking pretty good. 65 is a speed limit ride. Atlanta Highway moving along pretty well, and the rest of the boulevard looks okay. It doesn't matter if it's smoking, choking, squeaking, squealing, leaking, or on fire. Bring your trade-in to Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. They'll treat you right. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V Guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's going to be a warm Halloween night ahead, but weather changes are fast approaching. Maybe an isolated shower with rain chances increasing in the wee hours of the morning as a better chance of showers and storms moves in. Overnight low 66. Tomorrow, windy with showers and thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be possibly severe. Damaging wind would be the main threat. Can't rule out a tornado somewhere in the area. High around 73. Showers and storms ending tomorrow evening, turning sharply cooler. Friday's high only 63. A breezy day, maybe an isolated shower. Down to 44 Saturday morning, and Saturday's high in the upper 60s. Our weather app will keep you on top of these weather changes. With this storm system coming in, get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank, where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. Tired of checking account fees? Try their Kasasa checking accounts and say bye-bye to monthly fees. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
All right, before we go to Fox Business, we have Legal Eagle and Local Heartthrob.
Yeah.
Chad.
Greg, sir, what's happening?
Well, you tell me. We got about a minute here. What's the headline in Chad World today?
Just that the elections are up in the air, that there's so many undecided that nobody can really predict with certainty what's going
to
happen.
Hey, I meant to ask, did you get a chance to hear our guest last hour, D.B. Blackman?
I did not. What did he say?
Well, he's got a blog that has become one of my daily resources. And he's been on the show a couple of times now. And if you have a minute, check him out, dbdailyupdate.com. He's really, really good. In fact,
DB Daily. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I, you know, if I had to guess, I think this could turn into a 2016 again, and the polls, and you're starting to see a lot of hedging by the real professionals, like the guy who does summaries for Real Clear Politics.
Yep.
He's basically saying, man, it's a crapshoot.
They don't want to be humiliated again.
That's exactly right. And the problem is, I know they're seeing some of these early voter turnouts, and they're seeing the Republicans are energized,
yep.
and they're actually turning out more than Democrats. And that doesn't mean that's going to be the final result, but typically Republicans are not early voters. So that shows motivation. And, you know, Greg, and I tell these people all the time, and people I've worked with who run for office, and they know this too, that you can have polls, all the polls you want, but if the turnout model is wrong, your poll is wrong, right? So if you predict that there's going to be a 23% turnout model for a midterm election and you get 30%, your poll's worthless.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's what happened with Trump. The poll was worthless because the turnout model was so unbelievably much higher than what they had predicted.
Plus,
and I think that's going to happen here.
The media, either unwittingly or deliberately, has done nothing but re-energize the people that voted for him in 2016 who are not inclined to just, okay, what can happen? What can go wrong? He's in.
I think they're going to go out
and vote for him again now.
This is the same media that said Kerry won, same media that said Gore won, same media that said that Obama's midterm election, his first midterm election, was going to be a wipeout.
Yeah.
Every one of these guys. The only person who's gotten it right once was the 538 guy during the 2014 midterm election, which was really kind of a non-controversial midterm election, but
he's full of crap. I know, but he's full of crap. He's a left.
He is. He got killed last time. That's the only election he's predicted right, and that's why he's a guru for him. But he hasn't done anything else but that one.
No, I don't know how he stays in. I really don't.
And
know
he was a spectacular flop on the Trump election. Spectacular flop.
Yep. So, Rasmussen was the only one that wasn't.
Hey, keep the faith. Everybody, go vote and take someone with you.
Thanks, Chad.
All right, buddy. Take care.
438.
From the Fox Business Network on Wall Street, stocks climbing for the second day in a row at the end of a brutal and volatile month on Wall Street, with the Dow closing up 241 points, the Nasdaq up 144, S&P 500 up 29. And shares of Kellogg tanking close to 9% after the packaged foods company slashed its full-year profit and earnings outlook. Kellogg has been spending more on advertising and promotions in order to drive sales of its cereals, which has proved challenging as consumers seek out healthier and low-sugar options. Kellogg investing in single-serve packages of its snacks like Pringles and Cheez-Its to help boost sales, but the cost of producing them is denting its profit. And shares of Denny's skyrocketing 25% after the company says it will sell most of its company-owned stores over the next 18 months and plans to become 95 to 97% franchise. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Sitting in the garage again, huh?
Yeah.
All alone?
Yeah.
On our son's bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. And when you ride with us for 4 straight years without an accident, we won't count your first one against you, no matter how much it costs. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Accident forgiveness not available in all states.
Faulkner University baseball star Will Dismukes dreamed of playing in the major leagues, but that dream was cut short when he suffered a stroke at just age 22. Dismukes recovered with a new sense of purpose and a deeper faith in the Lord. Today, Will Dismukes is a husband, a father, and youth minister who shares our Christian values. He's also a successful small business owner who has the experience we need to create good-paying jobs in Central Alabama. Will Dismukes is a proven conservative committed to ending wasteful government spending and lower taxes so families can keep more of what they earn. And Will Dismukes is a Trump conservative. He isn't a career politician. Dismukes is an outsider who'll clean up Montgomery. Will Dismukes, conservative Republican for State Representative District 88. Paid for by Will Dismukes for State Representative, P.O. Box 680806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
The Southern Poverty Law Center tried to get Tom Parker thrown off the Supreme Court for defending marriage, but Parker fought back and beat the Southern Poverty Law Center. It had never happened before. No one had ever beaten the SPLC. No one, until Justice Tom Parker. That made Parker a target of billionaire George Soros. And now, Soros is ready to spend millions to defeat Tom Parker. Not only because Parker beat the Southern Poverty Law Center, but because Tom Parker stands up for what we believe. Strongly pro-life, Tom Parker is a nationally recognized conservative jurist who fights for the Constitution every single day. The Southern Poverty Law Center couldn't stop Justice Tom Parker, and neither will George Soros. Tom Parker, Chief Justice, fair, balanced, unafraid, standing up for what we believe.
Paid for by Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Cartridge World on Atlanta Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro without the mask. Or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Blah, blah,
blah, blah. We've been working on our blah all day for weeks now because it is Discount Dracula night at Baumhauer's, our Wednesday night gathering.
Yay!
You can avoid the hassle of navigating trick-or-treaters and just come and join us. Hey,
yeah.
Look what I have to give away.
What you got?
A bag of Werther's butterscotch.
No, I think you should keep those in the studio.
Yeah, those are the golden treats.
Right, every time you say, hey, young Joey, let me teach you something. I will take your Werther's hard candy, but I will not sit on your knee, as you can tell me.
I am not.
Not with me in here, you ain't.
Not with anybody in here, especially if I'm alone in here with Greg. I love the guy.
I am not giving old people candy out.
When you tell your lame-ass stories?
My lame-ass stories, right. Here's another one. I'll give you another Werther's if you just listen to this. From 1987 when I, blah, blah, blah. So, LaDonna is our hostess with the mostess on Wednesday nights. At Baumhauer's, and you've got a few goodies.
Yeah, I went and got some treats. So just come on out, and you'll get some treats.
You know, come for
no
the
tricks.
Come for the camaraderie.
Yes.
Come for the camaraderie. Make friends.
Treats are extra.
It's a few. Some people, I've heard them tell me this. They go there one, two, three times. I can't get used to looking at you with a Batman mask. It's not even laundry day. They'll sit at the bar, they'll sit at one of the other tables in the place, and they'll look and observe our group, and then maybe two or three more times later, then they'll come over and say hello.
Oh, okay.
But LaDonna will make you feel welcome immediately, get you introduced. It's a nice group of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do good things.
Yes. We like to celebrate people.
Well, and by the way, you said you're having trouble getting used to looking at LaDonna here in a Batman mask. It is a little unnerving.
Is it?
It's cool.
It's
also
a little spooky.
It's spooky.
She's got that evil grin that looks great underneath the Cape Crusader beak.
But I'm thinking about doing something that might be unnerving to you starting tomorrow. It's like some stupid thing where you're bringing up awareness for men's health issues. They call it Movember. And
you call it what November?
Movember. Essentially, you wear a mustache.
Oh.
Only a mustache.
What?
So I'm thinking about taking all the facial hair off except for the stash.
Oh, only on your face.
Yeah.
Not only, only.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making
good
sure.
Good Lord. People think I'm the one up here with the gutter brain. My goodness. No, I'm thinking of joining you, Greg. We'll both be rocking a mustache.
You're going to get the eyeliner out?
No. Mine is slightly exaggerated today, and I can't find my eyeliner anywhere. I can't even touch it.
I have some eyeliner that I may share with you. It just depends.
I think I could pull off the mustache. Or should I leave the soul patch, too?
I like the patch.
What is a soul patch?
This thing.
Right there in the...
Underneath the lip.
Oh.
A little dimple.
Why do they...
It's the two places where I can grow actual facial hair.
Oh.
But everything else is like...
I did try to grow a beard a couple of times, and I had one problem. I have three, you know, the point on my face. At the end of the mustache, it's bald spot. Can't get hair to grow there, so I can't connect the beard. And it looked weird.
Well, you ought to let it grow out and then curl the ends.
Wax the ends.
Yeah, and curl them.
I might get there near the end of November.
What is this, 1893?
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm going. And then I'll do like a top knot, like ponytail. That way just so when I'm walking down the streets of Montgomery, I'm just pissing people off. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, you know, like imagine me walking down to the bars with a twirled mustache and a top knot ponytail in. It's like instant heat.
Who's this dude?
Yeah. Who's that guy? Instant heat. I think I might pull. I might go that way.
To each his own, young Joey.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Goodell and Joey Clark.
Normally I wouldn't waste your time with a story like this, but Barbra Streisand says that living in America under the Trump administration has made her fat. It's made her gain a lot of weight. Not that she was ever, you know, like a little beanpole to begin with.
No, I mean.
But she says that he's absolutely responsible for helping her put on a couple of pounds. Is that not crazy?
I'd imagine higher stress levels in the body can lead to one being a bit zofty.
Isn't that a medicine?
Zofty? No, that's Zoloft.
That's it.
Chubby.
I don't want to completely dismiss her claim, only because I know that I put on a few pounds when Obama was president.
Mm.
I may have turned to more comfort food because he was always making me... worry, upset. You know, what's he going to do next? What's the next stupid thing?
What does Barbra Streisand have to worry about, though? If she's a bit pudgy, she's still Barbra Streisand. Just a pudgy Barbra Streisand.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that. A few extra pounds.
Well,
we accept people in our society now who have a few extra pounds.
I think
it's most everybody.
I think there is.
Yeah.
I think there is something potentially beneficial to this condition for her. She can go back and redo one of her biggest hits and call it The Weight We Were. Duh. Last day of the month.
This is what I'm learning from up here, LaDonna.
I see.
It's masterful.
I've done worse.
Oh, I know.
Stop acting so horrified.
I know. Wait, did you actually click that?
No, I made it. I did it with telekinesis.
Good.
I have that power, you know.
I didn't even see your finger.
I saw his nose wiggle.
He's fast.
Yeah, I can do that. You know who else can wiggle her nose and make magical things happen? Wendy at Mr.
Electric.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Throughout the month of October, we've been passing along. It's Fire Safety Month. This is the end of that month. But among things to reiterate, double check your outlets to make sure that A, everything is plugged in completely. Don't let any part of a plug hang out. B, if you have more than one heat producing item, a toaster and a stove, don't plug them into the same outlet because of the stress that creates. Do not use extension cords on a regular basis to keep other appliances, because you can have an outlet put where basically wherever you want it or need it in your home. And Mr. Electric can do all of those things for you. The array of services they offer, you know, if you've always wanted that go-to electrician for any type of issue, from an installation to adding an outlet inside or outside your home, or you just want your house checked out. Now, we're having them out next week. Our neighborhood is literally, that's how I hit the mailbox that first day we lived in it. It's so dark at night. I've always wanted to put a light down by the front of the house near the mailbox that would illuminate that area. Give us a little extra security. By the way, they do those type of installs too. Video cameras for doors. So I'm going to get an estimate on that. But whatever it is, you get upfront pricing from Mr. Electric, and that's the price you pay. When you get an appointment time, it's not, well, be home between noon and 4. What does that mean? When when Mr. Electric says, we'll be there at 1, they will text you a reminder, and then they'll tell you they're on the way, and they'll be there at 1 o'clock. That's how they do it. So their customer service is second to none. The experience, it's all master, certified electricians, the best in the business, best of their craft. And now at last you have that go-to electrician for any need in your home. Go to MrElectric.com. You can actually speak to the magical Wendy in person at 269-8886. That's 269-8886 for Mr. Electric.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Still working that accident on East South Boulevard, the 2300 block between Woodley Road and Troy Highway. Careful down there. Also word of an accident on Atlanta Highway at Perry Hill Road. So be careful with that one. Interstate system's looking pretty good. The boulevard, other than right there on South Boulevard, looking real nice. And Atlanta Highway, except right there at Perry Hill Road, doing pretty well. Your pet means the world to you. Keep them safe with a customized fencing plan, both indoors and outdoors, from Invisible Fence. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we have a cooler at the front where we sell really inexpensive drinks.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
Make your home look great for fall and Thanksgiving with the help of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Mark your calendars for the first Saturday in December and the annual Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall's Christmas open house. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 2nd through the 4th at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 2nd through the 4th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't gonna lie.
Alexa, play Meant to Be.
Okay.
If it's meant to be.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Wendy's knows when it comes to fries, the more the better. Because people just can't get enough of their favorite hamburger sidekick. So for a limited time, Wendy's is giving you any size fry for just a dollar. That's a small, medium, even a large order of natural cut sea salted goodness for just a buck. Any size you like for the same little price. But a deal this good won't last long. So get any size fry for $1 from Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time, a la carte only, excludes top fries. Price and participation may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Ah, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You laughed at the eye pokes. You howled at the face slaps. And now you'll scream in terror. Yeah! It's the Three Stooges House of Horrors.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Watch as Mo turns homicidal.
Remind me to kill you later.
Is this gonna hurt?
Of course not. I won't even feel it.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh. Gasp as Larry is stricken by the mummy's curse.
I can't see. I can't see. What's the matter?
I got my eyes closed.
Whoa, Mo! Oh.
And laugh as Curly marries the bride of Frankenstein.
Join hands, you lovebirds.
It's the Three Stooges House of Horror. Scream as Larry pretends to be a ghost. Howl as Curly reveals he's been bitten by the evil vampire Count Circumstance.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
And marvel as Mo tells Curly how to fight a werewolf.
Well, use the axe. Whoa,
the axe. Give him the axe. Right in the neck, the neck.
Visit the Three Stooges House of Horrors, and you'll be saying... The Three Stooges House of Horror at the corner of Nitwit Avenue and Moron Drive. Knuckleheads get in free.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 5.
Stand by.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. With a caravan of asylum-seeking Central American migrants still 1,000 miles from the border, President Trump announcing today the number of military troops deploying to the U.S.-Mexico border could increase to 15,000.
On top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border, nobody's coming.